We are on Simen Yud Ches, in the middle of Sif Aleph, the letters say over again the Machaber, Laila loves man Tzitzisu, that Laila is not the man of Tzitzis, the imit bevere isem oisoi, that the mitzvah of Tzitzis was only said in a man when it is possible to see the Tzitzis. Leha Rambam, Kol ma sheloivish balayla poter afilu hu miyuchad liyayim. According to the Shitas HaRambam, it is irrelevant what type of beged is being worn. The ikar is when it is being worn. So whatever one wears at night is poter, even though this is a beged, which is miyuchad lovishas hayayim. O ma sheloivish bayayim, and what one wears by day, even though this is a beged, which is normally worn at night, but according to the Rambam, it is not dependent on the beged, it's dependent on this man halabisha. Ula ha-rosh, and according to the Rosh, it is dependent on the beged. Ksus ha-miyuchad l'layla, a ksus that's miyuchad l'layla, potter afilu loiv she'bayayim, so he wears it bayayim, he's potter. Uksus ha-miyuchad l'yayim, ay l'yayim v'layla, chayiv afilu loiv she'bayayim. So we have here a machloikas, let's just say, two dugmois. Let's say if a person will wear a talis at night. So according to the Rambam, he's potter because Laila loves mantzitzis. According to the Rosh, he would be chayiv, because the atalas is a beged that's miyuchid liyayim, so he'd be chayiv. That would be one marshal wearing atalas by night. A second marshal, if one, let's say, will cover himself with a blanket by day, and the blanket has four corners, we will see there's other shaylas also involved, but let's just use this as a simple marshal. He's taking a blanket which is normally used by Lila when it sleeps at night. Now he's going to sleep with this blanket by day. So according to the Rambam, he'll be chayiv to put on tzitzis, it's yoyim. According to the Rosh, he'll be potter, because this is a beged that is miyuchad l'layla. Hagol. So now we hear here a machlekes, the Rambam and the Rosh. So what do we do? If we have such a case where there'll be a machlekes, the suffix bracha is lahakam. So the suffix, one should not make a bracha. Al kain, therefore, one can only ein levorich alav elok shalevish bayayim vu miyuchet gam kain layayim. So one only makes a bracha if he puts on a let's say our marshal a talis, which is normally worn by day, and he wears it by day, then he'll make a broche alibi de kula alma. We were up to here last week. Now the Gemara continues. Va'achar tfilas arvis. What is if a person davened ma'ariv, afal pish adayin yoimhu, and it's still day, he davened ma'ariv mitlaga mincha l'mayla, so he could daven ma'ariv already. An hour and a quarter before the shkia or before Laila, he can daven ma'ariv. So he davened ma'ariv. Now, so theoretically, this is man, is yayim, it's before the shkia, but he davened ma'ariv. And by davening ma'ariv, this is like a declaration that if you daven ma'ariv, so this is tfilas arvis is a tfilah of Laila. So the Gemara says, "V'acha tfilas arvis afa pisha dayin yoimhu." Even though lemaise it is still day, ein levorich olav. He is not permitted to make a brocha anymore, and this is piskei maroi. And the reason is, this is a Amuradike Chedish, that since in his tefillah of Ma'ariv, he declared, that's Pshat of Tefillas Arvis, that it is Laila already. So if it is Laila already, so he cannot make a bracha on a talis after Ma'ariv, because halachically it has a din laila, even though metzias is yayim. Ubeleil yayim hakipurim. Now he says leil yayim kippur, we put on a talis before kol nidre. Is this atef ba'od yayim? So you should make sure to put on the talis mibayod yayim. V'yivorech olam. That means he should make the bracha. That means if we'll put on the talis later when it's Laila, so then we have this machlokes according to the Rosh. He can make a bracha according to the Rambam. He can make a bracha. He says you should make sure when you put on a talis l'yom kippur, it should be mibayod yayim, and you should make a bracha on it. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet. Tfilas Arvis. So the Rambam said a halacha that after you daven b'mayrev, you cannot make a bracha on the talis because the mayrev tefillas arvis gives you a halacha kilo it's laila already. And if it's laila, so you cannot make a bracha on the talis according to the Shita Saramba. Ubetainis tzibur. Now this is a Bach, a very interesting Bach. But let us speak about Tainus Sibur, let us speak about Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, we daven Mincha, other people daven Mincha before the Shkia. So we're wearing a talis, they didn't wear a talis by Shachas, Tisha B'Av. So we put on a talis by Mincha. So by Mincha, everyone put on a talis, the Baltic. So now, so I'm wearing a talis the whole day, didn't wear a talis, so now I'd like to continue to wear the talis. I'm wearing a talis already, so I'd like to continue to wear the talis. So the Mishnah Berurah says, this is a bach, yosir es a talis kshi yagia lebochu. So as soon as they start davening ma'irev, you should make sure they daven earlier, it's irrelevant. As soon as they say bochu, you have to take off the talis. Why? Ma'acher da'achshav ein loivshin ha'talis elo le'mitzvah sitzis. Nowadays, that means bizman chazal, the people wore dalet knofis al begodim. They wear their begodim. They had begodim of dalet knofis. So memele, so when a person is wearing his beged, which he normally wears, and he has tzitzis on the beged, so by continuing to wear the beged in its laila, there's no declaration, laila's man tzitzis. Of course, why am I wearing the beged? I'm wearing the beged because this is my beged. This tzitzis on the beged because they had dalek novas, they put on tzitzis. So, bizman chazal, that the normal malbush of people wore malbushim of dalit knofis. So if a person at night is wearing this bag and there's tzitzis on it, he's not saying anything by wearing tzitzis at night because he wants to wear the beged and the beged has tzitzis. So there's no problem in that. But the Bach says, but if a person put on the talis by Minche, by the Tainis, he put on the talis. Now, the talis, the sole reason we wear a talis is to be mekayim mitzvah sitzis, bishas tefillah. But the beged is the sole purpose of the levish is to be mekayim mitzvah sitzis. That's what we do, bishas tefillah. Fine. So now, ma'acha da'achshav ein loiv shim ha'talis ela le'mitzvah sitzis. Im Yia Olof, so now he put on the talis by Minche, and now they're going to say Boch already. No, he's wearing a talis already, so perhaps he feels very comfortable to daven Ma'irev with the talis also. So the Bach says, Im Yia Olof, if he'll be wearing the talis after Boch, Yeiroa Kilu Seimer Delaila Zman Tzitzisu. So it would seem from him, and actions speak louder than words, But not only, we're not talking about Yochid, it's talking about the whole Tzibur. They put on the talus by Mincha, and now the Shatz is about to daven. Ma'irev is going to say Boch, and the whole Tzibur will be wearing a talus by Ma'irev. So their actions are declaring Lailas Mansitzes, Lailas Mansitzes. Now, in between you and me, I mean, according to the Rosh, according to the Rosh. And according to the Rambam, so you know, mechuyev in tzitzis, but wear the tzitzis is no problem. But al kaponim, it seems the pirsum hadover for an oilom to wear a talis by Ma'irev, which Ma'irev is Laila, we are saying the Pumbi Laila's Mansitzis, and we can't do such a thing. That's since halachically Laila loves a Mansitzis, so Mamela, you have to take off the baggage. Now let's just go. Yero kilu soiva the Laila's Mansitzisu. Now let us skip over. We'll come back later to Sifkot and Dalet. But let us skip over to Sifkot and Hay. So what did the... let the Sifkot and Vav. In Sifkot and Vav it says, Yis'atev bo'id yoyim v'yavorech olav, le'el yoyim ha-kippurim. Le'el yoyim ha-kippurim, you put on the talis before Laila, you make a broche. So let us just start thinking a minute. Fine, I put on my boy Yoim, and what am I going to do with the talis? You wear the talis at night, Kol Nidre, Ma'irev, you know, the Slichas, you wear the talis at night. So now, what happened over here? Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Lehi Damois Lamalochim. I'm wearing the talus now, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, a miracle lotion. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Shein loivshim l'shein mitzvah. That means you'll go over to every Yid who's wearing a talus now, right before. Why are you wearing the talus? He says, not l'shein mitzvah. So why are you wearing the talus? L'hidamis l'malochim. Because le'el yom ha-kippurim, Vidayma lemalachim, lemalachim, shemutafim lebonim. So Mamela, since we are similar to malachim, Barai, we say Baruch Shem Kaboidla, we're similar to malachim. So malachim, shemut, they are meutaf lebonim. So we are wearing tzitzis, we're wearing a talis, not l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, don't jump to conclusions. We're wearing a talis, lidomis from malachim. That's what we're wearing at all. Shalei l'shem mitzvah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav says. Olekach, if that is the reason, lo yesiru balayla, so you shouldn't be meisa balayla, ad acha tfilas arvi shal mitzoyim ha-kippur. So you wear the talus till after Ma'irev of mitzoyim ha-kippur. Now, I'd just like to share with Ta'ilam ha-ore. So you wear it. You wear it the whole day that you wear it at night, Le'el Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippurim, and until after Ma'irev, Acha Tfilas Ma'irev is Ad Meitzo Yom Kippurim. So now, when it comes to Ma'irev of Meitzo Yom Kippurim, so like this, if you're wearing it L'Shem Mitzvah Tzitzis, you can't wear it L'Shem Mitzvah Tzitzis, but Laila, you're declaring Laila's Man Tzitzis. So I'm wearing it, Lidamis l'malochem. No, you want to be there with the malach. So say, Baruch Shem, Kavoyed Malchus, say, loud also. Are you a malach? Are you not a malach? Okay, so l'cher, this is a shtickel ha'ore. So I once wanted to say a teretz. As follows. That the Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach asks Akashem, yes, Akash as follows. That we see, yes, on that same Zach, Leil Yom HaKippurim, we're after Suda Mafsekes, we come into Meirev with a keres mole, we're full to the gills, we want to make sure we'll last through the whole Yom Kippur, full to the gills, it comes to Bor Hashem Kavoit, I'm a malach. A malach with a full stomach. No, I'm a malach. I'm a malach. He says, Meitzoy Yom HaKippurim, I fasted the whole day, Vitui, Tfilah, and Dose, Mamish, and then it comes to Meirev, No, not a malach, ois malach. He says, why is he ois malach? And now he's zicher should be a malach. He says, if he said the whole day, he's zicher a malach. As if it's Rav Shlomo Zalman. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, a mer de keteret. So he says as follows. He says that Leil Yom HaKippurim, that even though his stomach is full, but the machshove is, I'm going to fast now. He's makabel the tainis, he's going to fast, he's not going to eat. So that intent alone to fast from now on the whole Yom Kippur, that gives him a din malach. Even though now he doesn't feel the pains of the fast, about kaponim, he has an intent, machshove, he's going to fast. So he's a malach. He's a malach. He has the characteristics of a malach. He says, my tzoy Yom Kippurim, he fasted the whole day, moiridik, about kaponim. What is he thinking about by Meirev? He's thinking about what he's going to eat after Meirev. So already the Machshove, he's not thinking about Malochim de Kinyonim, he's thinking about more Megushim de Kinyonim. So Memele, if that's what the Machshove is about, so you can't say Baruch Hashem Kavoit, you can't say the Rabbeinu Shlom is the Machshove, so therefore, Eis Malach. So Memele, you say it quietly. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. Fine. So I wanted to say as follows. There's a very interesting pasuk in Mishlei, Kapitel Chavav, pasuk Chav Gimel. Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei as follows. Kesef sigim mitzupe al chores, sivsayim dokim v'levra. So the Goyin explains this pasuk. Let's go on the second half of the pasuk. So he says, you see a person, he's davening with a bren, he's learning with a smother, mamish is a fire. Svosayim dokim. That's someone from the outside looks at him, he's mamish murdi. But v'levra, but his glaive is, he's not what he's showing. He's showing, there's a fire in him, he's burning by smother, he's davening by slavis, that's, but levra, in his life, there's no, the fire doesn't, it's minasofa l'chut, but al kapon. So Shlomo Melech says, so you know this person, so we look at this person, he's leila leila, but really, it's kesef sigim, it's mitzupe al chores, really it's cheres, and it's a coating of psoilus of silver. It's not real silver. It's a coating of the psoilus of silver. Yeah, but Rashi says, but it shines. That means a person who's a maven looks at it, will say it's not real silver. But a kaponim, from the outside, it's kesef, it's shining al kaponim. The pasuk is saying, but it's not true silver, it's not authentic silver. Fine, but it's still a silver coating. So al kaponim, so it comes out like this. So if he looks, and it comes to say, Bor Hashem Kavod Malchusai, there you have to know what the Rabbeinu Shlom knows what he's thinking about. So you can't say Bor Hashem Kavod if the Rabbeinu Shlom knows he's thinking about what he's going to eat after Meirev. So therefore you say it's Belachash. Aba al kaponim, to wear a talis, but I look like a malach. I fasted a whole day. I'm thus, so I look like a malach, so al kaponim, so memela, so lidom is for malachim, this is also only a superficial, but I'm wearing it because I look like a malach, I fasted a whole day. So I can wear a talis, lidom is for malachim. That could be. But to say Bo Hashem Kavoy, you shouldn't. Now, let us go back where we skipped over. Umikol mokim hashas lifnei ha'omot. Now, we just said before was a tainis, and we're going back to the end of Sikkot and Dalit. A shat was davening with Neha Omer. He made Hoylech b'mal b'shel yin. So we said everyone should take over the talus when it comes Laila. But a shat of Neha Omer, the main Hoylech b'mal b'shel yin, if he doesn't have an outer jacket, because this person who doesn't have a talus to wear, so I mean, he doesn't have a jacket to wear, so I'll kapon him, so it's not a covered of the tefillah, so he's not wearing it of mitzvah tzitzis. Like this, a person who wears is a jacket and a hat, and he's still wearing the talus. So here he's declaring lailos man tzitzis. So that you're not allowed to do, because Allah creates love with mantis. But if a person is wearing it because he doesn't have an outer garment to wear, so then there's no declaration. In fact, you should do it. I'll cover a tefillah. Belel yom kippurim, v'chol ha'iva lifnei ha'teve, etzorich lisateve. A person who is oiva lifnei ha'teve, a person who davens for the etzorich lisateve. Now, Al Kaponim Rodos Shosmei Tzipiske Chubis mentioned this thing, that a person who goes to daven for an Omer, they have to put on a talus. There's different menhagim. There's other menhagim that they go to daven. We also put on a talus of cover. That's Sibur. There is such a meaning, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah is speaking about. The whole ha'ivel of Ne'er, you go for the Omid, I'll cover the Tzibur, so I'll Chlisate. Belechem Chamud, it's Kosev Zavoy, Mekadish Yosem, of Ne'er, Yisate, and they cover the Tzibur, and they cover. So that means that the Lechem Chamud is saying something very interesting. It seems that when someone said a Kaddish Yosem, it was not everyone said the Kaddish Yosem. One person went with Neha Omid, and he said the Kaddish Yosem. So there also was a need of cover the Tzibur, he should put on a talus. But Al Kaponim, the Piskechuvus lady brings down there are Chilukim and Hogim, other places they don't wear a talus, side by Minche, side by Meirev, they don't put. He says the minig of Reiv Mekaymis are that by Tfilis Arvis of Shachris and Meirev of Leil Shabbos and Mincha of Shabbos, the minig is that the Baal Tfilah does wear a talus, but there's different menhagim. Baal Kaponim, but here we're saying there the talus is of covered of Tzibur, and therefore, since it's covered of Tzibur, so there's no declaration whatsoever that Laila's man sits. But now Sivkot and Zayin, so he said Yom Kippur, Leil Yom Kippurim. He's putting on the talus, so he should put it on what's been before the shkia. But what if it's night already and he didn't put on a talus? So he shouldn't make a bracha, because we have the suffix. According to the Rosh, Yemachuyiv, according to the Rambam, Yepota, the Shem Alochik, Yarambam. Umashme midivrei hamogen avon b'sidkot n'dalek, tafilu bein ha'shmoshi smuta l'voich ad tzeisa kechovim, v'taim oid aloi b'tzitzis leik siv yoim, rak ureisa moisoi, mashme kol zman shenuchal lirois, v'chem posik bal derech ha'chaim. So the Mogen Avon says, amoim d'kechidish, that the ptul of tzitzis balayla, there's no posik that Laila's potter from tzitzis. The pasuk tells us this man, when one is capable of seeing the tzitzis, then there's a chiyuv a mitzvah tzitzis. This man, that one is not capable of seeing the tzitzis, they're not near it, so you're potter from tzitzis. That is the limud. So the Magen Avraham says, Amuyim dekechidish. So he says, if you have bein hashmoshes, and it's bein halachically, safik yoyim, safik lala, right? Less man the poly. But let's just go outside a minute. Are the tzitzis visible? Can you see the tzitzis? But you can see the tzitzis at the beginning of Ein Hashmosh. I can see the tzitzis. So the Magen Avraham says, so it's irrelevant what halacha this man has, but al koponim, But Al Kaponim, it's a Risa Moisa. You can see it, so you can make a bracha. A Moisa Chiddush. And we have to understand how this stems with the Ramah. The Ramah said, if you daven Meirev, the Ramah said, if you daven Meirev, we have to plug him in already. So it's Laila already. So it's Laila. So you can't make a bracha on the tzitzis. And here the Magen Avraham says, even not I daven Meirev this. It's Beina Shmoshes, it's a Sofik Yom Sofik Laila, the Magen Avraham says, you can't make a bracha on the tzitzis, because the criteria is not Sofik Yom Sofik Laila, the criteria is a Risa Moisai. So we have to understand how these two things stim. I think that Tavika Maginim asks this kasha more or less. Al Koponim, Boriel Amurdik and Magen Avraham, let's Magen Avraham says, it's after the Shkia, let's talk Lamais, a person came late, it's Lel Yom HaKippur, and he wants to put on the talus, and it's 5 minutes after the Shkia, it's Bein HaShmoshes already. So the Magen Avraham says, Magen Avraham, the Derech HaChaim, no problem, put on your talus, make a broche, because it's Risa Maisa, you can see the tzitzit, so there's no problem. But ubeseifa mate Ephraim reisi shemachma boza. The mate Ephraim is machma. The mate Ephraim says after Bein HaShmoshes. That means the mate Ephraim seemed to hold that if it's halachically has a din laila and then lachoshech kora laila, if halachically it's called laila, even though I can see that it's as long as it has a din laila already, so you can't make a bracha. This is a chumur of the Matei Ephraim. So Memela is, so the Matei Ephraim says, one should not make a bracha. Ach, im ze gufe, im estafik in vargia bein hashmoshes. He says, but what if he has a suffix? Is it now bein hashmoshes? I don't know if it's bein hashmoshes. Now, the Piskei Tshuvos mentions he's mitzadid like this also. But it is a suffix of Bein HaShmoshes. Could very well be he is a suffix. Now, when is Bein HaShmoshes? Bein HaShmoshes is after the Shkia. But there's two Shkias. There's a Shkia Rishayna, as soon as the sun goes below the horizon. And then there's a second Shkia, which is around 15 minutes before Tzeisak Echov. So the Rabbein Tam Shita is that the Bein Tam Shita is that Bein HaShmoshes starts after the second Shkia. And let's just, Ramosha says, 41 minutes after the first Shkia starts the Bein Tam Shkia. And that's what Ramosha says. And then 50 minutes to say Sakichov. So Al Koponim, so we have, let's say, so it's 5 minutes after the first Shkia. So I have a Sveksveike. Number one, who says it's Bein HaShmoshes? Maybe it's not Bein HaShmoshes. Maybe it's before Bein HaShmoshes. Number one. Now, Philo, it's Bein HaShmoshes, and the Matei Ephraim says Bein HaShmoshes, you can't make a bracha. Bein HaShmoshes is Safek Klal, you can't make a bracha. But maybe the halacha is like the Rosh, that Aksus Yoim is Chayim V'Laila. So I have a Sveksveike. That if it's Sofik Bein HaShmoshes, I feel like with the Matei Ephraim. Matei Ephraim says, listen, Bein HaShmoshes is Sofik Laila, I don't reckon that I can see the tzitzis. Sofik Laila, you don't make a bruch on the tzitzis. But I still have a Sfek, if it is Bein HaShmoshes, so then I have a Sveksveike. Maybe it's not even Bein HaShmoshes. Nothing is Bein HaShmoshes. Maybe the Loch is like the Rosh. That's, so he says, then you can make a broche. Achim Zagufu, Hum Bistapik, in Kvar Giyah Bein HaShmoshes, Nireh, the Bavada, Yuchel Lavaz, Laborich, the Lavo, he does at Isus HaRosh, the Kshishan Chai Balaylo, Vagro, Bebiyuri, Mitzadid, Gam Kila, Shitrezu, Ayin Shom. Okay, let us go further. Siv Beis, Sedinim, now these Sedinim means these are four-cornered sheets that he covers himself with, similar to a blanket. Sa'af al-pi sha'odam yoshim behem baboike. Even though a person is still sleeping with them in its day, So lechayre, so according to the Rambam, there's a chayiv tzitzis because it's shayim. Ein matilim behem tzitzis. You don't put tzitzis in these blankets that he's covering himself with, because lechayre of the shitas harosh, it has a din of a ksus laila. Behem tzitzis. You don't put tzitzis at all. Here it says. Ein matilim b'hem tzitzis. We're talking about a bracha. We're talking about you don't put tzitzis, period. So you don't put tzitzis, period. So now, so we would seem that the mechaber is paskening like the rosh. You don't put tzitzis in them. B'hem tzitzis. So the Mishnah says, Neishika tashmishan b'layla. Because really it's a ksus layla. Ksus layla mikri. So achla fize lo yepot alak lo rosh. He says, if this is pshat in the mechaber that you don't put tzitzis because there's a din of ksus laila, so you're going according to the rosh. But this is a sofik deraisa according to the Rambam. Yechayev betzitzis. Don't tell me the ikatashmishim belaila. The Rambam doesn't look at the. Tzuras abegid, he looks at his man, al halavisha. Avul ha-Rambam dixus lay l'chay v'yem chay. So the mechaber is not too clear why he shouldn't put tzitzis in. V'yesh oimrim oy tam l'ftoir, mishem d'lechi v'atoy rak derech malbush oy derech itov. Others say a different word, that something, the only chay v'tzitzis, if I'm wearing it, or I'm wrapping myself in the begid. But a blanket which is just covering me, I'm not being misatif, I'm not enwrapping myself in it, I'm not wearing it. So all this old halo b'chlal is part of it. Okay. Yeah. So then would be a very good loshon ha-mechaber. So Hashem Mechaber says, you don't put in tzitzis of this father because it's a law. Others hold, they don't hold up this father that halah is potter. They hold a bigger chumah that even if you're lying on a beged of dalet knafis, you should be chayev betzitzis. Okay. So this whole thing, a blanket, is very problematic. A blanket, a sheet, is very problematic. That means, according to the Rambam, if I'm sleeping by day, so there's a chi of tzitzit, so it's right from poshit. Okay, nechia mogin avrom, the yasa keren achas agulot. So you should make the one of the corners should be round. The yaitse libidakul alma. Ochein mashme midvorov dein lahachme b'zerak b'sodin shel tzema. This is only if it's made out of wool. It's a chiyuv d'oraisa by wool. Avo loy b'shel pishnoi sh'amin in vay matam b'primadot. So al kapon of this chumra of rounding a corner, the Magnavrov says only by a woolen blanket. Let us just start with Gimel. Me'emes and Me'moich ala tzitzis b'shacha. What is the earliest time that one can make a broch on tzitzis? V'sheyaker ben tchele shabo l'lovon shabo. That means if you have two chutim, one is tchele and one is lovon, and it is light enough to differentiate which chut is tchele and which chut is lovon. So that means that's called Reisa Moise. So it says man, the man Mishayaker is a, that's called that it's already the man of tzitzis. Vim Lov Shoy. Now let us just say for 1 minute. Let us just see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishayaker, who has man Mishiras Chaveri Harogolim Oitzas Berichuk Arba'a Mishayakirenu. This is the same shia that if a person, someone he knows a little bit and he's standing from us away and he'll recognize him. So that means there's enough illumination that he could recognize someone that, 4 amas away, so that's the same shia. Fine. Now, let us just stop for 1 minute. We are just saying, Shiurim, Mishayaker, we're saying Ashir, who recognized his friend. This is all very vague definitions of when you can make a bracha. So the Piskei Tshuva says, you have to understand like this, we're speaking about Azman, that it's not cloudy and it's not, and there's no lighting outside, there's no street lights and everything. In this case, which is very difficult to define. So Al Kaponim, Lemaisa, there are a few shitas. Others, the biggest kula is 72 minutes before the Neitz is 72 minutes before the Neitz Achame is Aloysa Shacha. So others say, Yishubin Shalom Prima Godim, 6 minutes later is called Mishayaka, which is Amoritika Kula. Rav Henkin holds 60 minutes before a Neitz Achame is called Mishayaka. Others hold 50, others hold 45. So Kaponim, there are different shitas when the Shir Mishayaka leads.
It's famous Mishnah.